Joseph. Yes, quite, yes, yes. Interested in the cause and everything, but not her involvement in it at all, I think, really. Possibly what it was.
Do sort of stimulate me to ask any questions. I haven't been asked it for many hours, I think. So she worked, she didn't, was it because she didn't sleep at night, sort of, or was it that she'd had a tremendous sort of drive to get up early?
You know, when you first, she was the what you might call an attitudinal person. She was always best in the mornings, and she woke early and she was peaceful and quiet, and she was on with things, and no telephones to interrupt her. I think she was.
when she was interested in these various things like population and so on, did she talk about it a lot to you or in the house?
Oh, yes. And one of the people who visited the house, a lot of people coming, and one overheard the telephone conversations and so on. Did
oh, yes, yes, she certainly talked about it.
Yes.
She was extremely interested in it the flat.
Of course, it's just the area to be interested in things like that, because you'd have lots of visitors and people you know who would want to talk about
well, it. People who are concerned.
Yes, David Carr's fight, he was a young man. Another person she knew, who was asking about Max Nicholson.
Oh, he's had a legal system.
Oh, yes, but
yes.
He and I are trustees of a trust set up by Simon Arnold. Similar interests, and most of them seemed fairly well to it. I mean, they got to places where they could do things, so they remained working friends as well as personal friends.
Did she talk about Cambridge a lot? I mean, did you feel
yes,
it was important
did.
In her life?
Yes,
I mean, did she
very,
very,
very much, very, very
quite decisive.
Yes,
of course, yes.
shows. It could be a mixture of hymns or folk songs or popular music. And this week, I think we enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I think that would serve that was
it's
more
a good introduction to the
artistic side of things, or the selling side. But,
this was on Sunday morning.
This was a Sunday, yes, you asked about that.
Yes.
First, Ed, practicing any particular educational theory, I wasn't conscious of that.
Well, you came naturally, but yes.
She came, I mean, it's woven into her attitude, general kind of upbringing.
Well, she was immensely interested. I think she was a terror of the headmaster's school. I went there all. Basically, started in King Alfred's, which is the local progressive school. And you stayed there.
I stayed there for 13.
But she wasn't dedicated. I mean, she saw the weaknesses of that sort of school, which was the forerunner. And they tell me went to a more sort of orthodox conventional schools. She was highly critical, I remember, and forbade to tell me the masters. but I think one of her main attributes was to stimulate thought. Which meant, I think, that the accepted our conventional schools were prepared to criticize us as rational.
So she stimulated you to argue with people in a presumably polite way, but I mean, she encouraged independence, did she? Made children independent views. So that you could say what you thought.
She didn't interfere with. I think she was probably. some more verbal?
I was more interested. I was a historian at school, and therefore was interested in economics. But I think we did very much. She certainly talked about her work. I don't argue with great causes. I think we felt that she was wrong, we felt she was right, and that her causes were good causes.
Yes, but they were.
Oh, sure, indeed they were. We didn't feel she was doing the wrong thing, and now she would be doing something quite different. So there was an argument about that, and I think there was a certain amount of talk, particularly when she had visitors.
When she had visitors, which did really quite most of the occasion, and the weekend meals, well, some weekend meals, but breakfast was usually rather a brief meal. And when we were of an age to take part in conversations, she was in more in the week, so that's, as I said.
Yes, it was concentration.
But it's interesting, one or two people who were children of leading figures said, what a great thing it was, said to me, what a great thing it was, just to be able to meet all the interesting people, and you knew you were sort of involved in discussion with them, and that in itself was an education for you. No doubt that it also applied to you when you were at home. I mean, you see, there were lots of interesting people around.
Yes, everyone absorbed a lot.
Yes.
I think I took a great part in discussions. Because at that time, probably I suffered from the kind of tongue-tiedness of adolescence.
What was her attitude to discipline? And that sort of, I presume children weren't not to be seen or heard, to be seen or not heard. I mean, she wasn't that.
When we were younger, she was quite firm about not interrupting. And I would say she was averagely firm about obedience. And
the fact that probably is firmer
than some my generation's been a luxury.
Oh, yes.
Yes. The next generation, I can bring back to it.
Yes, yes. Well, I give my grandchildren. Yes, yes. But did she sort of reason with you when you were doing something she didn't approve of? Or was she, did she immediately say just no? I mean, was she, in a sense, progressive by the standards of that day in bringing up children? I use progressive in quotes.
Yes, I think she was, yes. Maybe she would expect. And she had a very definite point of view on lots of things. But she wasn't, didn't seem to say no.
She wasn't oppressively authoritarian.
No.
She was consistent. She was pretty consistent with your talk.
Yes, I mean, it seems to me that despite, I mean, she has a really extraordinary difficult situation she's in, really, isn't she? Having no man around to provide the money and having to provide the money herself.
profession. I mean,
it's you've been staying in the house.
Yes. Oh, yes.
The first one was Tommy Belloc.
That
was a refugee. Yeah, there was a lodger in 1928.
Just as a student?
A student. I don't know what to find. But he was rather curious. He made all the days. He just flopped around and smoking cigarettes. I remember it very.
It's caressed his category. Tightening all the way above my head when I was trying to go to sleep.
Research student. But no, she was very good at that. I mean, she had.
And she would have children, you know, children whose mothers were ill or children of friends.
Yes, you see, she was also not foster mother, whatever, she had wards. Because some of the Olivia and Bren and others, that great family had troubles, and she adopted some children. Not adopted.
Not adopted.
Well, she was bored and felt she should have looked after them and said that.
She keep in touch with them and had them in months to stay on holidays or see them sometimes or take them out.
Like some secular godmother in a way.
Yes, so she had a lot of maternal instinct, whatever it is, and bigger, which was more than enough for three children, but it's spilled over into other people. Yeah, and that's, I think, what endowed her to lots of people, that she, as Rachel said, obviously did care and always had, seemed to have time for them, which is, and I think there must, looking back, one of her great abilities, I believe, using that time in a way which could manage to cover all this. Yeah.
One of the things which she preached and she always practiced herself was seizing her opportunities, which she did in all sorts of ways, in life, in meeting people, in going places, in cultural life. If you had time to go to even half a place, you'd go rather than not go at all.
Yes, there's an incident in your sister's
where
she says, you must come out and see the sunset now.
Yes, which is absolutely right, of course.
Yeah, they're saying that the sin of omission was far worse than the sin of commission.
Yes.
No doubt has that.
I mean, life is full of opportunities which you must
the real
see.
Crime, the real
not
crime
to do.
Is not this.
This is something that I can see how it irritated her when people did. I think I've inherited a little bit of that, but not as much. I don't sympathise with her, understand how she felt.
Of course, you can do that when you've got energy.
Yes.
Well, this goes turned in that.
Yes, the energy and everything is going to base both in office and her case. And being able to get people to help you, being able to delegate, I mean, it also covers all these things, I suppose.
It's very interesting. I mean, the thing you're saying about seizing opportunities and having a sense of proportion and so on, clearly what she does in politics, she also does in her private life. I mean, it's just her political sort of tactics are just her on a larger plane, if you see what I mean.
There's no distinction between different areas of her life.
She's consistent all the way through somehow.
Yes, there was certainly no conflict in it. I think you're right, I mean, the same abilities.
but how much of this energy comes, obviously not some, it must have been physical energy, but how much of it comes from a sort of diversion of religious activity, in a way, religious idealism? Of course, she left her Jewish background. Do you feel there was some sort of inner driving thing about her that, in a sense, doesn't take a religious form in her case, but it channeled into other areas?
Well, I suppose it's a kind of personality thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
got interested in things before she went to Cambridge. I think the main influence would be Cambridge and that sort of idealism, that sort of optimistic view of life on pessimistic view of life. Believe in progress, things can get better, and you could help
through your own individual actions.
Yes, I mean, you could definitely influence things, and it, she was in there where a cynic or that's how her friends were, and she didn't believe in what she was doing, it was, as you say, or more of a piece, without being naive. I mean, she was far less naive than Alice Simon, who was not a great idealist.
Yes, it's the most unusual combination.
Well, she had a sufficient practical.
Yes.
That was
it. It appears in very
much imaginative and practical.
She could delegate.
Yes, no, certainly. I mean, her way of, well, she didn't work in enormous organisations, so it's not quite perhaps what you mean by delegation, but she gave people to do things, push ideas out, get other people to develop. And as Rachel said, once she set a thing going, she would pull out and get someone else to run it, or she went on to the next thing. So she was constantly changing or adding to what she was doing. Clearly she couldn't have done that if she'd kept on her own things.
Yes, very interesting, because a lot of people start things and drop them and then they don't get anywhere, but she only dropped them when they'd been taken over.
Yes, when she could hide them off.
Yes, yes, yes.
That was part of the skill of name. And finding people who could carry on.
Do you think, I mean, in retrospect, that's a slightly large question, but do you think she, particularly in the 30s, do you think she diffused her efforts too much?
Well,
I mean, you say she took on lots of things. Do you think she, I mean, in the 20s she has a clear focus, I mean, it's on Parliament and getting women's emancipation through in real legislative terms. Later on, in a sense, I feel that I may be completely wrong about this, that she's almost doing too many things and that there's not that focus there is earlier on.
In the 30s, I would say she focused mainly on development of Maori, wouldn't you?
Well, Maori and education.
And education, which two up to a point went together. That is, yes, I admit we used to say you're doing too much. We didn't say diffusing.
I mean, essentially, she died young. I mean, physically, I don't think she could in there. But whether her talents would have been better employed if she had been on one big thing is a very good question. I know she felt in the war that she could have been employed. Well, disappointed she never got a war job.
Yes, why didn't she? I mean, she's an obvious person to
eat. She had money and she had lots of things. I don't know. It's a short answer. I mean, because I agree. I mean, if I've been in my sort of present job looking for people, I would have been just the sort of person I would have picked.
Yes.
But in war, funny things happen.
Do you think she would have become a statutory woman or something on inquiries?
Yes,
she
would have.
Seem to have done.
I agree this could have happened. She was on one or two things, but it was. She was regretted that.
Yes, she did very much. She was on pushing the population.
No, she was not on the population. No, that was after the war, that was 47, that's why I remember 46. She was, of course, when she did like that, she went in the LCC in 45, and she might have, wartime, the election, you know, when it came to a halt, she might have gone on to that. I can see if they'd gone into Parliament. But she never got on there, for instance. She was not a learner, but she didn't go for the prizes at all. I she wasn't on the list of the great or the good. I can't think why not. She ought to be.
Well, I agree, because many stocks, of course, passed.
Yes, well, but that came after the war, didn't she?
Yes.
The OCC meant a lot to her, and she hated losing her seat. Morley there was quite demanding. I mean, for most people, it would have occupied them, because it built up something rather small to become sort of like the university, and that they did their. She was very good at getting people to do things which she was not an expert. I mean, music and dancing and drama. And she thought a lot of bright young people in literature.
Again, getting people to work for
her. I mean, people who got family like Tippett. And, he was the ballet man, Robert Doon, wasn't it? I've forgotten now. It's probably my sister's book, but she got and painting, she got some very good people, which in a way shows you, and it's exciting to show that she had a genuine interest, and it all done on a shoestring. I mean, the staff she had was always nothing makes one ashamed, so I think about it. Sort of an educational budget now, but. What they had.
Yes, perhaps some of it was cut from
yes.
In the Depression.
What was do you remember what? Presumably she was very upset about fascism and what was going on in Germany.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And of course, that was one of the shadows in the 30s for all of us, but very much for her. I mean, being Jewish, therefore, heightened it. But not that she was narrow. She never sort of flirted with the extreme left like my generation did. But she was careless. Well, I remember getting people to Morley to talk, and then there's the refugees running with her.
And she showed her care by actually doing something.
Yes, and she showed care for our things, the domestic field of unemployment. The Morley was used, wasn't it, quite a lot for
policies
for what?
Unemployment.
Palliative measure, obviously. Started as a liberal. I think she was too independent-minded. She didn't want to be. The thing with the Labour Party of the 20s, they were very mixed lot. I mean, they were not very stubborn, trade union lot. I mean, the Blair's cult was very got gang there. She admired a lot of them. I think she admired Lloyd George, she admired Ramsay MacDonald, she was his hero.
She's quite impressed by the Attlee government's achievements as well, after she had come up. So 1945,
1951. Yes, because all these beverage and all that, it was very much a
country. Optimistic.
I think she did. She was very anti-Tory. She was more anti-Tory than the Labour. She was perhaps too independent to want to be confined to party. And then when she did get into politics, the OCC She, yes, I know, it's a very good point. She read an awful lot of papers as she put on. And used a lot of the library very large. She also used Times Book Club. And it meant she would have about 6 books. Okay. I don't know if she read them all.
She read skillfully. She kind of picked what she wanted.
She could get what she wanted out.
Remember,
child came very soon after that. And rather, no, pre-war, post-war.
Rather one day she's written an autobiography called the...
Is she really?
It's called The Incense Stream.
I must have heard of it.
The Incense Stream, published by Steve.
I've forgotten that.
It's under her own name. It's under her own name.
I don't think I felt the need to establish. It was maybe begging the question.
No, I mean not necessarily.
I think my sister possibly did, in some respects.
Did she talk a lot about her work? Was it a sort of thing she
did? A good deal, yes. Yes,
what she done?
Yes, I went cheap.
She was, if I got the impression of the biography, she was rather depressed towards the end of her life. She wasn't really very happy at the end of her life, or towards the end of her life.
I think part of the reason that not feeling she needed or really wanted or had a real niche in the wartime, partly the feeling of what would happen if she had or when she had to retire from warning, what would she do next? I never remember her consciously saying,
other things, in terms of semi-mystic things.
Yes.
She may have been a many-sided person that started after my father was killed and tried to table tennis.
Did she really?
Yes, she went back to a little bit of that, but I don't think it was
not a big thing.
No, but she was, I call her, she was very open-minded in that person. ESP, or whatever it's called.
But I doubt it was lucky,
and
she did her health. But it failed quickly.
immersed it within a Jewish context. Now, my grandfather was an naval officer. He was doing more of the voluntary school, as I suppose.
Is that interesting? And do you think she sort of modeled herself on her mother at all in any sense? I mean, was that putting it too strongly? I'm really wondering how much of her women's concern for women was really partly concerned or admiration.
They certainly liked each other, and my grandma was also very proud of her, of her achievements. Like most Jewish families, there was a lot of family. She used to go there on Saturday. Friday evening dinner.
How she had the time for this extraordinary number of circles she moves in, the sort of down levels of
her. Well, that's it. It's the ability to move the words that said at the beginning
in
different words and bring them together and to get strength from different parts.
Variety, yes.
And this came out she recruited lecturers for Morley. She was always on the outlook for people. And I think, looking back, Morley was gave her a very good stage or central position in the middle of London. And she didn't have to be there. She ran into, they just looked in and out often. Tell the secretary what she wanted to do.
She was there, wasn't she, most of the evening?
Well, not more than about 3 hours.
Three or four hours, I would say.
But this is all the old delegation again, isn't it?
The old delegation.
So your servant was really a maid of all
work? She was, yes. And in the holidays we did, when you were older, of course we did, to the servants. The life was pretty simple, it was not very complex.
Yes, you could.
Then get it formally delivered, if you get shopping, bring up.
yes,
it's quite true.
That
she'd have a strong sense of humour, would you say? I mean,
and she had a sense of humour, yes. I don't know if this is what interested in him. I can't remember how they first met. He was bombed out, wasn't he?
She was very hospitable. She got to Large House. And I think he came and stayed for a time. And he died, didn't he?
He died there, yes.
I was there for about 2 years, maybe 3 years.
He was there until around 19, I think, 2 or 3 years, I
think. So it's partly her taking people under her wing. She took in lodgers, did she?
Well, yes.
Anyway,
I mean, yes, they were. I mean, they
paid her rent. I mean, she wasn't well paid. And anyhow, she liked things being used.
Yes.
Also gave a satisfaction as the old children at the house.
Yes, to use the rules. Do you think she was lonely, really, in her later life? I mean, was that part of her feeling of being depressed, do you think? Did she miss your father, really, do you think, all through her life? Say she didn't die.
The combination of the two, I guess. She very rarely talked about my life. She talked about actual things about what my father did or liked, but not about their relationship. Don't know if your experience is, but she certainly didn't want to be.
Yes, I think it's understandable when children are out.
Well, I was going to say that's the time when you've noticed social absence.
Uncertainty about her own future.
She
would obviously have been more lonely without a partner, but it would be for the two of them growing up together.
In a sense, you turn in on each other, don't you? When your family have gone, you can come together more, if anything, as a husband and wife, and she can't do that.
Well,
I made a note of having felt.
Well, I knew what my sister means. I do remember once, I put it this way, I'd always delighted when she came in and was in and often used to listen for the key a lot late at night. It made a whole difference to the house when she was there. But I didn't, perhaps I repressed the feelings of disappointment if she wasn't there. But I do remember one time, the very little incident is, but it stuck out. Beginning of term, one had in those days to collect what were called health certificates to show you've not had measles or anything in the holidays. And when I got this, she looked at a pencil box I'd had and said, oh, you haven't named it. I forgot. So I made it for you, so I said yes. And as she read my name, I thought, oh, you're being like an ordinary mother, the kind who makes jam and things. And I don't well aware.
Well, struck you, yes.
Well, I was about nine.
So I don't think my mother's office, maybe that.
I think home building in the sense of providing a secure, constant, loving kind of background, which is after all important, I think that possibly what my sister's thinking of, which we definitely had.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't consist of the day-to-day sort of routine household things. Yes.
But home, she was the centre of home, and home was always pretty much the same. A good thing. We were happy there. Wouldn't you say, Dad?
Yes,
she was.
But at home building, I mean, she liked the domestic virtues. She didn't practice a cook, but I mean, she liked the hearth and all that. This was very important, obviously.
Well, certainly in the holidays, she was more domestically orientated. And
yes.
She chose menus, and she'd have made suggestions about what we should eat or what we should do. I remember once when we were invaded with six visitors for lunch, and we were having shepherd's pie. She said, oh, chuck in more porridge. Well, that's the difference. So we fed an extra six. That kind of thing she would rise to.
Again, she has this capacity, doesn't she, to switch from one dimension of life to another, and she'd enjoy
anything
she was doing.
For instance, she took on another cottage of the house in North Wales in the early 1930s.
Was it an addition to the cottage?
Yes.
Yes. Which was very primitive, where we cooked on premises, and there wasn't any water on the corner bucket, and it was for seven camp. Because she'd be fond of it. Yeah, when she was young, my father found it originally. And it was at the college, it was called the Family Association, but she had the energy to take that off, and so she liked it.
I'd say she would like it.
Was she one of them?
Well, we still would have, yeah.
And which has been responsible for how many family engagements?
Well, she got engaged, I got engaged, and my son got engaged.
Did she like sort of wild countryside?
Oh, yes.
Yes,
and loved mountains particularly, and sea and coast.
And if you combine the two of that, was
yes, that was ideal. West coast of Scotland, which combined the two, she loved. I doubt it.
So did she want to get out of London? I think, really, did she like, dislike London?
She did get out of London, and not partly because her work in India was always speaking. She didn't mind traveling, did she?
No, she told me I loved it, but she came here, you see, down to Amsterdam, so this was the ideal compromise, this was the country,
yes.
We deserved.
Yes.
They invented one and all that before
yes.
The war, or for the first war.
An interesting community in its own right, of course.
Yes, and yes, it was meant to be classless. And, but it was on the tube in London, so you could live a double life.
they stopped her.